I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Light 100.5 WRCH. It's Alan, Mike, and Mary. More music in the morning and all day at work. We've got a couple of showers, periods of rain today, and the temperature is going to be about 60 degrees or so. So we sort of missed Try It Tuesday earlier, but I think we can get you set up for today.
Yeah, and truth be told, I mean, this isn't something that we could actually try at 6:40 in the morning. So we tried it in advance, and we just kind of forgot to talk about it at 6:40, but we have all tried this. Today, it's High Clear Castle Gin, inspired by the castle that is from Downton Abbey, and they sent us a sample because they're trying to promote it for gift-giving season. And I'm going to speak for myself, never been a gin drinker. How about you guys?
No, me neither.
You know, Arlene's grandfather always kept a bottle right in the freezer.
Huh. Okay.
And, you know, that was his beverage of choice. But this gin is pretty outstanding because they actually use the botanicals that are grown on the grounds of Highclere Castle.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. There's like 10 botanicals and oats and everything all from that area where the Downton Abbey Castle is in England.
So the Countess of Carnarvon and the Earl of Carnarvon, who that's their actual residence, they've been over to Mickey Blake's in Southington, so I had a chance to meet him. And fascinating people. And
yes.
And there's a video I'm going to get up on our Facebook page for you of Countess of Carnarvon as she goes through and shows you some of the making of this gin, and it's pretty outstanding.
She is fascinating. I actually spoke with her because she came to the Hillstead Museum for a Downton Abbey kind of speech. But did you also meet Adam von Gutgen? He's the founder of
the gin. Oh, certainly.
Yeah, because he was there too.
Yes.
So as soon as we got this, and because I'm not a gin drinker, I Googled what's the best drink to make with gin, and a martini came up. So I made it with grapefruit juice. I made my own simple syrup, mixed it with the grapefruit juice and the gin and some rosemary. I love fresh rosemary. And I have to say, I think this could be a new favorite spring cocktail. Carol and I were sitting out in the yard with the sun and having a couple of these grapefruit martinis, and I found it to be really tasty.
It was definitely refreshing. I am not a gin drinker either. I don't usually drink cocktails per se either, like anything hard, but you brought this over and it was delicious. I am going to tell you a little secret. I added a little seltzer water to it.
Oh, did you really? You add a little fizz? Fizz is typical.
Well, because the only gin that I do drink is in a Finnish long drink, which is kind of what you made, but with a splash of tonic and a splash of seltzer in it.
Well, it certainly is a pretty drink with the pink and then the rosemary sprig. It really
very,
is pretty.
Very, very good. But I have to tell you, Paul Jackson, who is the gin guide, he's the gin aficionado, called it a very classy and charming gin. And his description is right on. So listen, a combination of bright and earthy citrus from orange and lemon, the classic juniper, and earthy notes of angelica and cassia. And I have to tell you that the drink that Mike made was very like the rosemary and the citrus on my nose, and it just felt clean and refreshing. I just needed a little seltzer.
And the florals from the gin, you could really smell the florals.
Beautiful.
Really nice.
Really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be catching up with Adam von Gutgen. He is the founder of the gin. He's going to tell us why vodka's dead and gin is in and why we make the perfect gift for Christmas. So.
I gotta
and
tell
the
you,
bottle
you know
is
what?
Very pretty.
That's just it. Yes, it's a square, like, has blue
cobalt
in it.
Blue
is
square.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's outstanding.
Excellent.
It is 7:44.